We're gonna take a little time to think things over. Remember that song, Foreigner? Or Maria Cara, Carrie, whichever one you remember. I wanna know what love is. I think you can tell me. I wanna feel what love is. And I used to be able to hit those really high notes. But for today, we'll see if we can strike a different note by turning in and spending some time with compassion. So I just invite you to settle into your seat, find a posture of ease and care. Really give your attention to the experience of settling without any notions of how it should be. A sense of freshness in this moment of settling, of fully arriving in your seat. Allowing the exhale of the breath to support you in experiencing the energetic and perhaps the warmth of arriving. Doing a very gentle rinse through the mind of awareness of through the body. Gently moving your awareness through the body as a way of acknowledging you're sitting here, softening, gently softening. Feeling the tenderness that you are. Connecting with the stillness in the body. And releasing any tension that you may be aware of. Just softening there. And softening any mental tension. Maybe that mental tension. It's an experience of maybe dissolving a little bit. Allowing you to thaw out into yourself. Into the spaciousness of who you are. you might set a light intention of receiving for this next 45 minutes, the intention of opening to a willingness to be touched by your own heart and mind, the enoughness that you are. For compassion practice, I find it helpful to call in a few protectors. A few protectors to move in close and remind us that we are love. So the first protector, a benefactor, someone you really appreciate or inspired by, someone that may be living or passed away, someone that when you think about, whether you know them or not, when you think about them, your heart opens, your body warms, you smile brightly on the inside. You experience this person as a life force, a jewel. Bring that person to mind and imagine them standing before you, beaming in radiance as they look at you, as you look at them. And notice what happens in the body and in the heart as you gaze. It's okay to enjoy this reflection. Maybe there's something very particular about this person that you're touched by. And just imagine offering a sense of gratitude to them as you gaze, as they look at you. Continuing to stay connected with the body and the breath. And invite this person to sit behind you, to have your back during this practice. And as they move to sit behind you, feel the warmth at your back. And for your second protector, recall a person that is a beloved, someone who cherishes you, who sees you, who loves you. could be a person, could be a pet. But imagine them sitting right before you, looking at you, beaming, so happy for you. Notice how that feels to be regarded in this way. This may be someone you know dearly or someone you knew for a short period of time. It could have been a glance. Just bring them right before you and take a good look at their love for you. Breathing that in, feeling the goodness move through the body. And then invite this person, this beloved, to sit to the left of you, real close, as if you have your arms around them, continuing to feel their warmth, their care, breathing that in, the benefactor at your back, the beloved to your left, nestled in, loving you. And next, call to mind a younger version of yourself, perhaps the pure-hearted one, the one that was the wild child or the love child, the uninhibited one, the rascal. See that one sitting right before you, in full regalia, doing what it does, unapologetic, fully alive, just simply who they are. See them right there, reminding you of who you still are. Allow yourself to delight in this image of the pure one, the precious one. Breathing them in delight and in promise. And inviting them to sit to your right, real close. Your right arm around them. Feeling that warmth. The benefactor at your back. Beloved to your left. The pure one to your right. Breathing together. I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. I want to feel what love is. Breathing in. Seeing how much love you can allow in this moment. Remembering the intention to receive, to allow. Resting, basking, bathing, savoring this direct contact of care, of love. Softening into yourself. And with this triage of support, I'd like for you to call into your awareness an aspect of you that needs your kind attention, that needs your compassion. Maybe it's an aspect of you that suffers, that's struggling with loss or struggling with not being able to forgive. Suffering from over-efforting. Maybe it's that part of you that's aware while being on retreat of all that you've been holding and carrying, and you can just feel the tiredness in your muscles and in your heart. See that little one. See that one before you. See their face. See their body. See their longing. See their light. Don't turn away. Just take a couple of more breaths and look at them clearly before you, unashamed, out of hiding. And invite this part of you to move in closer. And as they move in closer, notice how you're impacted. What's happening with your breath, with your awareness, your thoughts. Feeling the benefactor at your back. The beloved to your left, the pure one to your right. And invite this aspect of you that needs you right now to move in closer and even crawl into your lap and get real comfortable there while your trio closes in even more with love and care. Just take a few months, a few breaths, because a few months would be a lot. But take a few breaths here, as if you're all breathing together. And delighting together in this unification of compassion. Relaxing, softening. Hearts beating together. You're holding this aspect of yourself really close, close to the heart, close to the belly. And I'm going to offer these phrases. Just let them wash through as you continue to be supported. Welcome, dear one. I see your suffering. You don't need to be afraid. I will take care of you. I'm here and I care for the suffering. I will stay with you. I will breathe with you. It is my wish to care for you wholeheartedly, right now, for as long as it takes. May you be soothed. May you be healed. I'm sorry you've been ignored and kept away. I will stay with you now and care for you. I may not always know how to show you that I care, but I am here for you now. We can be frightened together. When you feel deep sorrow, hopelessness, and despair, I will stay with you. I will breathe with you. When it's necessary for you to hide, I will wait patiently at your door. May you be soothed. May you be healed. When you scream and are on fire with rage, I will stay with you until the fires subside. When you appear hardened, numb, or impenetrable, I will stand beside you. May you be soothed. May you be healed. And when you share your most humiliating or murderous accounts, I will not turn away. I will stay with you. I will breathe with you. May you be soothed. May we heal together. Taking some time with this part of yourself that needs you, that needs your compassion. It's been waiting for you. Just use your own language, your own words to offer comfort, compassion. Feeling the benefactor at your back, beloved to your left, the innocent one to your right, holding all aspects of who you are in kindness and warmth. Feeling that aspect of yourself in your arms, a gentle rock, a tighter hold, kissing its head, rubbing its shoulders. Finding your own words to love yourself. You can imagine yourself singing to the dear one in your arms. I want to know what love is. I think you can show me. I want to feel what love is. I think you can show me. Now allowing the one that's in your arms to stand, to find a way to move from this womb place to standing before you. A stance of dignity and grace. Allow them to move away. Very gently, to walk on their own. Allowing the benefactor at your back, offering gratitude for the warmth and the wisdom. And for the inspiration, allowing them to gently move away. Your beloved to your left. That rare jewel of a person that loves you, sees you, reminds you of who you are, allowing them to be on their way. And that innocent one, that pure heart, you can hold that one up with one hand into the light. And then gently allow this one too to be on its way. And taking a deep breath or two here, abiding in your warmth and light. And feeling the radiance of your heart in all directions. Thanking the earth beneath you, the spirit guides above you, however you frame that. And sharing whatever light and warmth you've received through this exercise to radiate out in all directions, near and far. As you sit and rest for a few breaths in this wakeful presence of the warmth of compassion. May we all be examples of embodied compassion in service to all beings without exception.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.